Ukraine's capital is under attack. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. More Russian troops closing in as shelling continues, despite a still growing list of financial punishments. Fox's Simon Owen has more live from London.
At least the European Union could be about to up the ante in Western sanctions against Russia. A senior EU official, the foreign minister of Latvia, says the bloc has agreed to freeze President Putin's assets in what would count as a significant diplomatic gesture and escalation. President Biden, meanwhile, has been meeting online with fellow leaders in the NATO military alliance. They say they are deploying more troops to Eastern Europe as a response to the invasion, and have accused Russia of a barrage of lies. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. Yes, the NATO Secretary General just formally announcing that elements of NATO's response force are being deployed to respond quickly to any contingency, though this would not include fighting in Ukraine. An hour from now, President Biden will formally introduce his Supreme Court nominee, but some senators who will vote on the nomination are already weighing in.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals just last year, winning three Republican votes. But one of those Republican supporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, is expressing disappointment in her nomination to the Supreme Court. In a statement, he says the nomination means the radical left has won President Biden over. Graham and his fellow South Carolina Senator, Republican Tim Scott, had supported elevating South Carolina federal judge Michelle Childs.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Senate Democrats are hoping for a speedy confirmation. Among the viral images from the Capitol riot, a man from Florida, Adam Johnson, carrying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's podium to the Capitol rotunda and pretending to make a speech. He's been sentenced today to more than 2 months in prison. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News.
A field trip for the jury hearing the case against former Louisville Metro Police Detective Brett Hankison in connection with the botched raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky. Jurors set to visit Taylor's apartment complex as part of the trial.
Hankison is charged with three counts of wanton endangerment for firing shots during the narcotics raid. Some of those went into the home of one of Taylor's neighbors. On Thursday, Louisville's former chief of police testified that following the shooting, he saw Hankison, quote, physically shaking. Taylor was killed when Louisville officers kicked in her door and drew fire from her boyfriend. She was hit by officers shooting back. None of Hankison's rounds struck Taylor. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Condemnation of Russia's war in Ukraine extends to the world of sports.
The International Olympic Committee stated Friday that when Russia invaded Ukraine 4 days after the closing ceremonies of the Winter Olympics, it breached the Olympic truce as adopted by the UN General Assembly December 2nd last year. The truce spans a period of 7 days before the Olympics through 7 days after the Paralympics, which start next Friday. It's the third time since 2008 Russia violated the Olympic truce. The IOC executive board said Friday, because of this breach, quote, by the Russian government and the government of Belarus through its support in this, it urges all international sports federations to relocate or cancel their sports events currently planned in Russia or Belarus.
Fox's Jared Max. This on top of sanctions already imposed over Russia's doping violations. Meantime, the governing bodies for European soccer and Formula One racing say they will pull major events out of Russia. Wall Street's rallying despite another report showing inflation at a 40-year high, consumer prices up more than 6% in January compared to a year ago. But consumer spending also jumping more than 2% in January from December. The Dow's up 737 points. Oil prices sliding back under 91 bucks a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.